die on Good Friday while holding each other tight.
It's your turn now. 6 o'clock. Time to go.
Last time on Poochie.
This vacation.
Oh, I fit perfectly on you.
This vacation fits perfectly on you.
Oh, we're Lancaster.
Relaxing, chicken pot pie, hot tub, anything. I don't know, Bucci's Island.
You only had a 25-minute monologue.
Oh, this is the Annie that hates monologues, right?
Yeah, litter. Human litter.
Oh, I see. All right, that makes more sense. You don't want Annie on this vacation.
No, if it's filled with
I'm gonna bite that.
Warm water, warm bubble
warm
water.
Warm water, sink, hole. Okay, I hope everybody enjoys that.
I want to sleep under a tree.
I really liked where Franco was going. I feel like before that, there were a lot of negative vibes. The hot springs has a quartet of ants.
They're regular size ants playing large instruments, classical instruments.
Yeah.
Damn, this pen doesn't
really
work
like
either.
To drink alcohol. One end of the pool would have like rocks you can sit on next to the bar.
Fresh, ooh, I like that.
Don't want to overserve juice.
Fresh juice.
Smooth.
You want like abandoned freeways, like in the movie The Road.
A what?
So wait, you're selling these novelty t-shirts on the island? You're making money off our vacation?
Well, I'm going to give you 50% of it, and then we can work out a deal later. Like you, I don't get to go on vacation all that much.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I do, I overdo it.
Let me just say quick, because I'm delivering Chinese food. I got to go. Like in 4 years, I'm out of this snake hole, okay? I'm out. I'm gone. And I've researched it extensively. On the Venetian
side... Doesn't this Chinese food need to be delivered?
Of the Greek islands, they use donkeys, not horses.
I don't think the horses should be working on our island. Horses should be there for sure.
Yeah.
But of their own volition, chilling, you know? They're chilling with us.
Hernia status is...
I don't want to talk about my hernia. On vacation.
This island needs to really focus on the freedom component and make sure, you know, they have autonomy. They have power.
So,
it's not like a...
Are you from Philly?
No.
Yes, you are.
Go swimming in the ocean.
I can't decide whether I like salt water or fresh water more, because I like the buoyancy of the salt water, but don't like the feel of it.
Well, I gotta go.
And now, this week, on Poochie.
Vacation, all I ever wanted. Vacation, had to get away.
Line two.
Play.
Line two.
Play.
Line two.
Play.
Line two.
Two.
I'm coming. Woohoo! Got all my aerosol cans and cleaning products. Oh no! They dropped out of my hands again! Oh my God, you're so stupid! Stop! Oh, butterfingers and butter arms! Ugh, butter chest! Ugh. Okay, hold on. Alright, where's... Oh, there it is. Everything sounds so quiet to me. So quiet to Bucci.
Bucci.
Alright. Man, I made a mess with these cleaning products. Well, I'll just leave it here on the floor and it'll just soak in and get cleaner and cleaner. That spot over there. It'll cover up the, whatever that stain is. Hold on. I'm just gonna finish 3 or 4 emails. Nice. Nice smooth music, huh? Tonight.
Come here.
Come here, listeners, to the WFMU airwaves. Oh, God. Yo! I'm just kidding. Hey, everybody. It's Bucci. Like I said, you couldn't keep a... No stupid holiday is going to keep Bucci away.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. That is so quiet. Right?
I don't think so.
That's a little louder. My uncle cannot mix if you put a knife to his head and said, mix this, master it down. He ever think the levels are all over the place? Because he's like, it's not important. I'm like, it is important. What is this? Turntable 1? Why is that up? I'm gonna play a record later. Bum, 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 bum. Let's crack a can of... the American flag. Ah! Tastes good, like garbage. Like a trash flag. Flag made of trash, which I don't want to get into politics, but that is the case. For our flag, I hope I don't bring everybody down. The chat over there at WFMU.org is super patriotic. They've been just posting USA, USA, firework emoji. So I'm sorry to go against you, but whatever. So it is the 5th of July. The 5th of July. I have mixed feelings about this holiday or that holiday since it already happened. I don't like that the 4th, as every good American should. Fireworks scare my parakeets. Barbecue food, too spicy. Too spicy. Yeah. I like how the second B in BBQ means buh.
Bochi.
But one thing I do love on the 4th of July is a good old American and Canadian hot dog eating contest. Eating as many hot dogs as I can is a 4th of July tradition for Bucci. And in fact, people might remember last year, my voice went too high. I have to try getting my voice down real low. You know, people have been asking for that. But last year, this show fell on the 4th of July, and we had a hot dog eating contest on the radio. See how many hot dogs I'm talking to you and I, I'm referring to I, how many hot dogs we can eat in 15 minutes or 30 minutes or how, you know, a length of time. And in case you have forgotten this or were in the hospital and couldn't catch the show, that is what we did. And it was great. We had all sorts of, actually, you know what? I have clips from the show. This is from last year. Micah, you don't want to do any eating with me, right?
Hell yeah.
You do?
Bring it on.
So that is a clip of what we did last year. Let's do another one. This was me eating with a guy named Mike. And we combined total, we ate about 4 hot dogs. I ate 2 and he ate 2. It, you know, they were really big. Those ones were really big. Big in diameter? Yes, that's it. Let's go back up. And it was wildly successful. We broke the record for most hot dogs eaten on radio in the tri-state area, not counting New York City. We broke that record. It was very fun. We had a lot of laughs, ate a ton of dogs. Not at the same time.
Uh-oh.
But it was fantastic. But as I said, this year is the show after the day 4th. So what am I supposed to do with this show? People are like my Ken, station manager Ken, said, have another eating competition. We got to stick to the formula. He's always telling me to stick to the formula, but never gives me an idea of what this formula is.
Ken promised.
So we can't have, eating competition today. That makes no sense. What are we, like, think about it. What are we doing it for? It can't be a celebration of the United States. It's the 5th, and it's why we do it on the 4th, to celebrate America. And yesterday, I did do my usual eating competition. It was the 4th, so I did do it. There, people know, or if you don't know, there's a famous competition on Coney Island, the Coney Island Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. You eat all these Nathan hot dogs. It's world famous. Everyone comes from all over the world. And it's always been my dream to compete on that stage. The big stage. So this year, I tried to enter based on the success of last year's radio eating competition, but Major League Eating doesn't recognize eating hot dogs as on the radio as a qualifying factor. So they didn't let me in. I was rattling on the gates. Let me in, please! That's what I was screaming through the gate there. So I had to eat my hot dogs down the boardwalk on Brighton Beach, which is about a mile down the boardwalk. And it's away from the action, as we professional eaters like to call it. And though I am grateful to be eating hot dogs anywhere on the 4th, I find if you take a hot dog eating contest out of the context of a competition, it's almost like it's an insane thing to do. It's weird. Because there's no stage, no cameras. New York Nico isn't there. And your friend Bucci.
Bucci.
I had to sit on a bench on the boardwalk in the beating sun. Big IKEA bag full of hot dogs at my feet. Just eating alone in silence. The only noise is the crunch of the hot dogs. The only motivator was the old Russian lady who wanted me to finish and get up off the bench because it was, you know, her bench, apparently. I said, hey, lady, it's a public bench. And, you know, and she said, well, actually, it was more like, hey, lady, it's a public bench, because I was eating. And she's like, no, I always sit here. This spot since 1972. She called over an old guy sitting on another bench. She said, hey, isn't this my bench, Eric? And he said, yes, it was. And I said, come on, Eric. You're just siding with her because you know her. She's your friend. It's not an impartial option, and you know it. And then I cursed at him. And then the old guy got up and asked me if I had a problem. And I said, well, I do now.
Hernia status.
And then I pulled back my fist and then, bah, smash cut. That's where I'm going to stop the story. I don't want to get it. There's some children listening. I don't want to hear all the gory details. What happened to Bucci? So what I'm saying is I got interrupted and I didn't come close to eating all these HDs. And I have a lot left over from yesterday. Hear them? That's a lot of hot dogs. But we can't do how many hot dogs can we eat an hour like we did last year because it's illegal. You know, not on the, you only do it on a certain day. But. There is a loophole. It's crazy. There is a loophole. Here, I'll bring up the rules. The rules were like way down in my backpack. It doesn't say on these rules in the rule book that we cannot see, you know, we can't see how few hot dogs we can eat in an hour. There's no clause or amendment that says we can't do that. How slow you can eat a hot dog. How few.
How few hot dogs can you eat?
How tiny the bites.
Whoa. Slow down.
Little tiny bites.
You're eating too many hot dogs.
Getting a lot of texts says, oh, that's great news, awesome, oh my god, this is so cool, great news. Couple of not supportive ones, doesn't matter. So we're going to do that on the other side of the break. How few hot dogs can you eat?
How many hot dogs can you not eat?
Some rules, can't soak the bun in water like they do on Coney Island to make the hot dog go down faster. Can't do that. It's going to make the hot dog go down faster. You can double dog or double bun it to make it harder to eat. You know, fill up the stomach and make you want to eat less of them. You can't, no help. Don't ask your friend, your priest to help you. No Lady in the Tramping, the dog. For that matter. For that matter, Lady and the Lady isn't allowed either, or Tramp and the Tramp. That's not allowed either. No, but we, you know, so those are kind of the rules, and of course, eat slow. Vegan dogs are, of course, allowed. because I don't want to exclude anyone, or cucumbers that are shaped like hot dogs. Just a cucumber, though, nothing else. And there's a bunch of other rules that I'll list as they occur to me. And there will be a timer on it, which will be this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is my wife, I could only get her to count to five.
Two, three, four,
she wouldn't any count
five,
any longer than that.
One,
so
two,
the clock will be in
three,
5 second
four,
increments.
Five,
so that's
one,
for 30 seconds.
Two,
if we're going to do a 30-second competition,
four,
that's 6 rounds
five,
of five,
one,
or
two,
three, you know, 5,
four,
10, 15, 20.
Five,
I hope that's not
one,
too confusing. This is,
two,
you know, but that's the way
three,
I could do it. Blame
four,
my wife. Blame
five,
Mrs. Bucci.
One, two,
she said, oh, no,
three,
I'll do five, and
four,
she was running out the door.
Five,
all right, please. And no pretending to eat. I have to say this because last year I found out a bunch of people weren't really eating. They were just making the sound of eating, which is crazy. It's messed up, dude. It's gross also, that sound. No one wants to hear the fake sound of eating. They want to hear the real sound of eating. Ba 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 ba. So that's what we're gonna do after the break. Hold on, I gotta, here, listen to this music.
How few hot dogs can.
All right, so that's on the other side of this break. Right now, we're gonna listen to a song. To get us in the mood, here's some romantic dinner music off the album Chill Out Dinner Jazz. Only on WFMU. There we go. All right, that's enough. No, that's terrible. All right, this is a song but called Feed My Desire by Grove.
In it with the vibe, in it with the vibe, stepping, ditches on the hand there. Undressing, darkness is home now, our truth setting. Eyes, they hit us real fast, we're sweating.
Within amber, I see your true form. Under moonlight, a shark's reborn.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
How few hot dogs can you eat?
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Ring a ding a ding, ding a ding, ding a ding. Round two already done it one time. You know what to do. Working the angles, wait that we move. Drip, drip up the chin. What you see, set loose.
Oh, more mayonnaise.
It's Bucci. Back from that very smooth musical transition. 201-209-9368. We're eating we're doing a hot dog eating competition, but there's a little twist on it. We're asking how few hot dogs you can eat.
How few hot dogs can you eat?
Which sounds not grammatically correct, so it could be
how many hot dogs can you not eat? You're eating too many hot dogs.
That's too many hot dogs. And for some reason, the phones are dead. For some reason, people aren't interested in a hot dog eating competition. That's fine. I can eat these things all by myself. Hold on, let me take a little bite. This hot dog. Oh, it's so good. Smells great. Just took like a 4 or 5 bites there, and they're tiny, like a bird. I eat like a bird.
Trust Bucci.
Bucci eats like a bird. Mrs. Bucci eats like a bunch of birds. If you ever seen like a swarm of seagulls fighting over a rotisserie chicken, that's what when Bucci's recent wife eats. We had a call, and then they hung up. Oh, there it comes back. 201-209-9368. We got to do this competition because if I don't, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38. 38 hot dogs here. Line 1, you got Shibuchi. Hello. Oh, wait a minute. Hello, you got Bucci.
Hey.
Hey.
Here.
Yeah, hey. You're on the air.
Sorry. Let's talk about hot dogs.
Well, let's the talking time is over. What it's time for is to eat these babies.
All right, so I'm going for as few as possible.
Yes, that's right. So you can't don't eat them fast, Bubby. What's your name, by the way?
I'm Andrew.
Oh, hey, Andrew.
Right.
Sorry, it's rude to eat hot dogs with someone and you don't know their name. What?
I had a contest, a hot dog eating contest one time, right? I thought it'd be a great idea. Yeah. We're having a barbecue. Then I realized, like, friends were getting together, dude was in college, one guy was in Europe. We hadn't seen each other, and it's like, man, if we eat a bunch of hot dogs, it's going to be, you know what I mean? I made these, like, special burgers. But my friend Chris was at his house, and he was we're doing the hot dog eating contest. I was like, but dude, this is going to really mess things up. I said, why don't we do it like
Andrew,
this?
Andrew, this sounds insane. It sounds like you didn't have the proper infrastructure to eat all these things. No, you need to build an infrastructure. Like I said, you have to have a stage, you have to have a long table, you got to have glasses of water to eat, you know, to help you soak the hot dog to let it go down. I mean, there's all this stuff, right? I mean, you found that out the hard way.
That's right. And the problem is now, how are we going to make the proper infrastructure? What if my hot dog eating contest gets privatized?
That is probably going to happen, right? Everything does. All right, are you ready?
My hot dog eating contest went. The guys, it was in 2 minutes.
We're doing a lot of
talk. How many hot dogs could you eat?
Yes.
And then for the ladies, how fast can you eat one hot dog? That was a reasonable, you know, it wouldn't ruin the day and make us all, like, lay down and hold our stomachs.
Yes, well, that is the problem. You don't want to, if you have a competition, you only want to do it if you have nothing else on the schedule. But wait, we're talking. What am I doing? I'm talking about your hot dog eating contest when there's one right in front of us. All right. So do you have your hot dog? Do you have a hot dog in front of you? And again, don't pretend. Do you have a hot dog?
No, not at all. That would be improper. I'm a stoic. I try to be a stoic. I fail. But
you don't have a hot dog. Andrew, I got to let you go. We need a hot dog. Unbelievable. He didn't come to a... It's like you don't come to a hot dog eating contest without a hot dog.
Bucci.
I gotta eat... We have a little bit... We only have a few of these things to eat.
How few hot dogs can you eat?
Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. It's Franco.
Oh, hey. How you doing, Franco?
I'm fine. And I just want to tell you that today is my 2-year anniversary on the show.
Really?
Yeah. It was the day after the 4th of July in 2022, and that was the first time I ever called you.
Why do you have that? Do you have that written on your arm or on your, like, where do you have that? How do you know that?
I know everything I do and when I do it, okay?
Right. Okay. All right.
So we don't have to go on about this. I just want to inform you.
I think I have clips of you eating last year because you participated in the hot dog eating contest, right, Franco?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's you. Oh, my God. All right, so, Franco, do you have a hot dog in front of you? We're going to try to eat only a little bit of these things.
No, I only have a bowl of corn Chex because I want you to win.
What the curse word is going on? You don't have a hot dog.
I'm trying to be pandering.
No.
I'm going to let you win.
If it were pandering, you would, you know.
Oh, man. You know what? If it really came down to eating hot dogs, I could beat your pants off.
No,
it's
eating.
I'm not going to do that.
It's not eating a lot of hot dogs. It's how few hot dogs you can eat.
How many hot dogs can you not
eat?
Can
I have Rice Krispies?
No.
Okay, I can see that this is... You know what? I'm hot, and I want to go sit by the air
conditioner. For a second anniversary call, I would have to say, there's no fireworks on this call, Franco.
Oh, yeah, they all happened last night.
Okay, I don't even want to know what that means. All right, folks, apparently there's a problem here. So go to the fridge, get your hot dog, bring it over here to the radio where you have your radio and your phone and call up 201-209 and we're going to have a hot dog, not dog eating contest.
Goop.
Caller, you go Bucci.
Bucci?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Jacob.
Hey, Jacob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm
please,
so excited to participate.
Fingers crossed, you have hot dogs in front of you. Yes, please.
I'm driving right now, but I got a pack of warmed up hot dogs in the back seat.
Okay, that's fantastic. Pull them out. I mean, I don't care how unsafe it is. Reach back, take your hands off the wheel, and bring those hot dogs onto your lap. Please.
One second. Okay. All right, they're in my hand.
All right, and they're not frozen solid or what?
No, they're warm. They're very warm.
Ooh, that's good. And no buns or buns?
There's no buns. I'm going to try to peel them before I eat them, though.
Okay. All right, so you know with these hot dog competitions, they all have walk-up music. So what's your... Well, I'm going to play some walk-up music for you. Let's say Memphis by Karen Black.
Can you play something else?
Special wishes.
What do you want me to play?
P-I-M-P.
I have canceled the walk-up music. This is just too much. It's 6:32 and we haven't eaten one hot dog. So, folks, I'm sorry. All right, are you ready? We're going to start the timer right now.
I'm ready. I'm going to try to eat them with my feet.
All right.
So be careful.
All right, go.
All right.
Four. Five. One.
Okay.
Two.
1 second.
Three.
Oh, that's a big bite.
Four. Oh, boy.
Well, that's another one. You're eating too fast.
All right. I got my...
Whoa.
Five.
Oh.
I think we should stop.
All right. How many hot dogs did you eat there?
I got one almost up to my mouth with my foot. I had to keep my hands on the wheel.
Wait. So you didn't eat anything?
No.
Disqualified. Disqualified. Can't not eat. You got to eat something. Tiny bite by tiny bite. I've taken bites so tiny, I'm not even sure they even happened. We got to eat. This is what it's going to call her. You got Bucci. I can't believe what show this
Bucci.
Is. Oh, hey, who's this? Is this Franco again?
This is Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. So, Hero, do you have a hot dog? Do you have a bunch of hot dogs in front of you?
Yes.
Okay, great. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a hot dog eating contest, right? We're going to go and I'm going to go. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Let's start the clock now.
One, two.
All right.
Three, four, five.
Ooh, one, that's a little bite.
Two, three, four.
Oh, that's
five,
a big bite, Hero.
One,
ooh, you're
two,
taking too many bites.
Three,
oh, my God.
I'm taking small ones.
Whoa.
Three,
slow down.
Five,
you're eating too many hot dogs.
Three,
and done. Franco. Hero, how many hot dogs did you eat?
I only ate like a tiny nibble.
So how much would you say? Like a third and a third about? A third of a hot dog?
30th.
Just a little bit. Oh, so close. I ate a 20th of a hot dog. Just a little bit. I just ate a little bit less than you, unfortunately. But I'm a competitor. Sorry.
No, you ate less.
Yes, that's the whole competition. I ate less, so I win.
More.
No, I only ate you ate a 1/3 and I ate 1/6.
No, not 1/3. A 30th of a hot dog.
Yeah. Well, I ate again a 20th of a hot dog. Just a little bit less. Sorry. But, you have to train. Just like what I train is I put the hot dog on the table and I don't eat it for a couple of days. And then very, very slowly, I just kind of bit by bit eat it. That's what I would suggest for you, Hero.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. I know, everyone says it's really easy to not do it, but it's not. I mean, I'm so thrown by the fact that some people can't follow this topic. And the topic is...
How few hot dogs can you eat?
201-209-9368. We're seeing how few hot dogs we can eat. Bit by bit, we're going to eat these hotties. We call them hotties. No, we don't. Actually, we don't call them hotties. But we're going to eat these things until there's a lot left. Because... speaking of eating, Someone broke into my community, we set up a community garden, me and you, and someone broke into the community garden and ate everything. Ate all the vegetables, ate all the flowers. And then they set fire to the community gardens. I just wish they had eaten slowly. Because then I could have caught them and shoved them out of the community garden. It's so infuriating. This community garden of mine, I had such high hopes. Now my hopes are, like, medium. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci, it's Bob Barth. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Bob. Hi, how are you? Bob.
Very well. Look, I don't know how to break it to you. I'm not a math genius, but I think Hero actually ate less. 1/30th is actually smaller than 1/20th, my friend.
That's information I could have used during Hero's call, but because I'm afraid the call is over, I'm still going to claim victory on that one.
Fair enough.
It is fair.
Bucci.
All right, Bob, are you ready to eat a hot dog with me?
Let's do it.
All right, let's count through. One, two, let's go.
One, two, three, four, five.
All right. Bob, how few hot dogs did you eat?
Here's what I did. I and then I just between my cuspids.
I see. So you only ate a pinch of a hot dog.
A tease and a pinch, my friend.
Bob,
I'm
really sorry, but I did a little bit of a smaller pinch. I only used the tips of my very, very, very long fingernails. So I think that I may have won.
Yes. Did you tease the dog?
It doesn't matter if I teased it. I pinched it, but it was tiny. I only have like an atom of a hot dog under my fingernail, and I ate that.
If you didn't tease it, then what are we even doing? It's not even America.
No, it is America, and I have the facts in front of me. You're a sore loser, Bob Barth.
Get free.
All right. I can't take all this aggression. This is supposed to be a celebration, not something where we're arguing. Look, I'm very, very good at not eating a lot of hot dogs. What am I going to tell you? Caller, you got a booch. Hello, who's this? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I'm very sorry, but if you drop the call, that's another win. So I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. I think I've had 4 wins here. 4-0. 201-209-9368. We're eating the least amount of hot dogs that we can. And trust me, when I hear you gulp a hot dog, the hot dog is over. That's the end of the hot dog. Hey, Jim! He left. Oh, there he is. Jim, do you want to not eat a bunch of hot dogs
with
me?
Is that what's going on? We're not eating hot dogs?
We're not eating hot dogs. Now, I've explained to you very, very in great detail about how we're going to do this, right?
It involves eating hot dogs, but not eating too many.
Yeah, so eating the smallest amount you can eat as possible.
Because you're scaring off some callers with the rules and the yelling and the stuff.
Well, I wouldn't have to set out these rules and the yelling if people could just, you know.
Because I could eat.
People are upset because I'm good at it. What?
I usually eat, when I go and buy hot dogs, I eat the whole bag of hot dogs. So if there's 8 hot dogs, there's 10 hot dogs, there's 4 hot dogs, no matter how many are in the bag.
And by how many buns, right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
one less bun?
Sometimes I have buns just lying around and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's not going to serve you well during this competition.
So I'm supposed to eat some hot dogs, but not a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, you have to eat as few as possible.
Yeah, and there's no shenanigans involved in this, right? Like if I eat a hot dog, you're going to eat a hot dog?
Yes, I'm going to eat a hot dog.
You're not going to eat like a nib of the hot dog
or
anything?
No, but that is the competition. Eating a nib of a hot dog counts. I can eat this hot dog nib by nib by nib by nib.
Nib by nib. Show me the nibbed hot dog you have over there.
Sure. Wait, I'll turn down the music.
Wait a minute. How big is a nib? I need the music to actually psych me up for this.
Do you want to listen to how I eat this hot dog?
I have to listen.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's just a tiny.
You just shaved
little,
like a small
yeah,
bit
it's
of.
It's like
hot,
a razor blade.
Yeah, I mean.
You know that scene in The Goodfellas when they're.
Yeah, he's
called,
doing it with
when,
the.
When he's cutting the garlic with the razor blade?
That was in Godfather.
Well, that's how I eat a hot dog, sliver by sliver. All right, are you ready?
Sliver. So I'm just eating a sliver.
Well, I so hope, you know. You
I'm a little hungry, I mean.
If you, all right, well, you want to do it, let's do it.
I want to get a sliver. Wait, wait a minute. I'm going to get a sliver here.
Okay, you ready?
Wait, are we doing it at the same time?
Yes. All right, go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One.
That's one hot dog for you. You ate the whole thing.
I ate the whole thing. What do you mean?
There's another one.
It's a small dog.
You've eaten four hot dogs
that's
already. Yeah, that's you.
That's the sound I'm making.
Yeah, that's yours.
I had no idea I was making that sound.
Yeah, well, you are. And you've eaten seven hot dogs.
Is she still counting?
And
are we still doing it?
Yeah, it's still going. And I've eaten half of a. I've just eaten a little.
It doesn't even look like you ate a hot dog.
I know. It's just. It's almost impossible.
Is that me gulping?
That's the end. Jim, how many hot dogs did you eat?
Oh, I don't know. I lost count because you said I was gulping.
I'm going to count the ends because you didn't eat the ends. I'm going to cut the butts. 1, 2, 3.
What?
8 hot dogs.
8?
Yeah. How many hot dogs did I eat?
How many hot dogs do we have in here?
38. We had well, but now we have 30 because you ate 8 of them.
I mean, they were
and
delicious.
And I ate the corner of one.
The
so
corner?
That does sound
show
like.
Show me that. Where's that dog?
Right here.
That's the same dog?
Yeah.
That one you just started with?
Yeah. I know. It's amazing, right?
I don't know how you do it.
You'd think that a person couldn't take a bite like that, but I could take a bite so little you can't even feel it.
I don't think the hot dog
felt
it. Is
that a Bucci adage?
That's a Bucci adage.
Yeah.
Bucci adage.
I'm Bucci sorry you lost. Adage. You can stay on for a little bit. And listen to, and maybe.
Well, looks like we have a call.
I know, right? We got callers. Call Yigabuchi.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Zachary.
Oh,
hey, Jim there?
Zachary. Yeah, Jim's here.
Why, are you upset?
No, I'm.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
What was that movie? Isn't there a movie this summer that has a hot dog eating scene in it?
They might not be able to hear me.
They can't hear you? I think they can hear you. Go ahead.
No, I can't hear Jim.
Go for it.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. You're in mono.
There's a hot dog eating contest in one of the movies?
Isn't there like a throwaway scene in some movie? I thought I was reading it on the blog.
All right. Oh, I'm very sorry. That's the end of that small talk. What we need to do is now get down to the basics of eating the fewest amount of hot dogs
possible.
All right,
I'm going to try again here.
All right.
Three thumbs up. It's a great job, Jim, on Tuesdays.
Yeah, we can't talk about that on Bucci's show.
Yeah.
All right. How many? Do you want to have a hot dog in front of you there, Zachary?
Yeah, I have an assortment, so I'm going to choose one. I mean, I have some all beef. Yeah. I just got. I actually went and purchased because I didn't get on earlier. It's been so busy. Can't believe I got through.
That's a lot of calls.
Yeah.
All right,
I picked up one at the gas station.
Okay.
So I got a gas station hot dog.
Oh, there's the buzzer. All right, so we're starting now.
Yeah.
Go.
Little bite for me.
Oh, that's another bite.
I know you're intimidated now that there's more.
No, that's
Zachary.
Oh, there's another hot dog down. Man, you're eating so little.
That's your third. Bucci, slow down, you'll choke.
No, that's not me. I'm eating only a little bit.
You're eating so much.
It's almost like people don't know the rules.
All right, and
I'm
very sorry.
Am I gulping? Did I win?
No, you lost again.
No,
Zachary,
you won, Jim. That was 3. Nice job.
Zachary, how many hot dogs did you eat? I just need to get the true number. Don't lie to me.
Oh, I'm not lying to you. I ate at least a ninth of each, but then I had at 10% of all but 2 that I had 5.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. So you ate a bunch of, you ate a little bite out of a bunch of hot dogs?
Yeah, like that one.
That,
in that
aggregate,
one, yeah,
that's
a little hot dog. A little bit of hot dog.
That adds up to an entire dog.
That's an entire dog.
So you ate one hot
according
dog.
According to the rules.
And
no,
I got a little greedy and ate half a hot dog because it's just so steamy and delicious.
They're good.
It's so hard.
Time on the hernia.
Jim, it's
have you
so
been to the eye doctor?
To not
recently?
Eat a bunch of hot dogs.
I mean, they're so good.
He's trying to change the subject because Zachary, you've lost.
Oh
no. No, I didn't lose that bad. Jim won.
I won?
It was Jim.
How did I win?
Oh, you're eating a hot dog right now. As
gulping.
You're complaining, you're still eating hot dogs.
I ate like 10 of them. I got to be honest with you.
Sorry, Zach. It's harder than it seems.
That would be a good movie, a hot dog eating movie.
it would have to be.
Color of Money, but with hot dogs.
But a foreign film, because it's slower.
We should write this together.
And,
we should write the Bucci production.
We got to call. I'll think about that later. Caller, you got your booch.
Yes, hello?
Yes,
are you
hello.
Eating
who's
hot dogs
this
right now?
Hey, you got Bucci. Who's this?
Are you there? Is he eating a hot dog?
Oh, he just ate a hot dog. And,
you ate
and,
a hot dog?
Yeah. He ate a hot dog and bounced.
Was it, okay, wait, maybe they're back.
Caller Igabuchi.
Oh, what up, Booch?
Hey, what up? Who's this? Double G?
That's right.
You put the double G in hot dog, right?
I mean, that's how I usually spell it.
All right, ready, Double G? We're going to eat a hot dog eating contest. Another, are you ready?
Can I use my... I have some, like, thinly sliced...
Thinly sliced what?
I sliced them down for myself.
Oh, I see. So you have like a pile, like a garbage bag full of a little bit.
This seems like shenanigans.
The mandolin.
Oh, you have a mandolin the dog? That's an option. You can do that.
Mandolin the hot dog?
Yeah. You know, the little sliver.
With a little cheese slicer?
Yeah, you could do it in a box grater. I said use a box grater, Jim. You're like, no, I got it. All right, are you ready?
I just can't help it. The whole studio smells like hot dogs.
All right, Double G, are you ready?
My body's ready.
All right, go.
One.
Here we go.
Two. Three. Four. Five.
I'm just sucking on the end of this one.
Yeah, I'm just using my bicuspid.
Just trying to get the juices out.
How are you doing, Double G?
Four. It's all good. Five.
All right, I want to hear Double G eat. Go ahead.
Four. Five. One. Two.
How come it only goes to three?
Four.
It goes to five. I can only get my wife to count to five.
Two.
All right.
Oh,
tiny bites.
And. Okay, Double G, how many hot dogs did you not eat?
I actually couldn't help myself. I'm sorry.
You couldn't control yourself?
I know,
right? They're so good.
Full.
How many? How many? I can't wait. How many? How many?
It's about like four garbage bags.
Oh my God. Dude, I just peeled a little bit of the casing off and ate that.
Yeah, I don't know how you have self-control.
Because I've been doing the work. I've been on YouTube watching. Not in a perverse way.
They have a YouTube channel for this?
Yeah, I did it. It's my YouTube channel.
Wait, is your YouTube?
Is what?
Never mind.
It's Booch Tube.
Okay. I had to let him go because, you know, we have to move on. Do we have any calls?
We did. Yeah, somebody, I think they might be cooking the dogs. They have to hang out.
That's perfectly acceptable. 201-209-9368. We're in a hot dog eating contest, but there's a twist.
Yeah.
We're trying to see how few hot dogs we can eat.
I'm not good at this game. I got to be honest with you.
How many hot dogs in that
I've
last
had
round?
Like,
how many did you
eat? 20 dogs at this point.
Yeah.
I was just sucking on the end of one, and then it just slipped into my mouth.
Wait a minute. Some of those are just in your shirt. I think you put some of those in your shirt for later or something like that. Man, you are you have to watch. Okay, we don't have any callers, so we're going to have another competition. We're going to have
This is like the thunder round, the lightning round?
Yeah, this is the – well, first first comes the thunder, then comes the rain. Oh, yeah. Wait, we got a caller, so I'm going to
–
Yeah, right there, right?
Oh, I can't see it. I don't have my glasses.
You want to do it?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Call it Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Mrs. Bucci.
Mrs. Bucci. Oh, okay. Mrs.
You seem like you needed some calls. And also, I feel like you need to be taken down a peg.
Uh-oh.
Because you took all our hot dogs.
Uh-oh.
And you're not even eating them.
I had to do a show. You know, I have to do something. It's the January, what is it, July 5th?
July 5th.
I had to eat something, Mrs. Bucci.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to eat hot dogs?
This is Bucci versus
Bucci. Are we going to do this contest or what?
How many hot dogs do you have in front of you?
I have half of one. That's all you left. It was in the back of the fridge. You missed it.
Shoot, I missed it. Okay, ready. You're going to eat half of one, and I'm going to try to eat less than half of one. Are you ready?
Good luck.
Okay, ready? Go.
One, two, three, four. Five.
Oh, that's a big bite, Mrs. Bucci. Oh, you're... Mrs. Bucci, what are you doing? You sound crazy.
How could you count and eat at the same time?
No, it's pre-recorded.
Whoa. Slow down. You're eating too many hot dogs.
All right, and... How many... Okay, Mrs. Bucci, time's up. How many did you eat?
I'd prefer you to tell me how many hot dogs you ate first.
Well, it's very unorthodox. Usually, I'm the champion, so the champion, you know, I get to ask. But you want to know how few hot dogs I ate?
How many did you eat?
I'd say like a molecule.
Yeah, it was just like a.
It's almost like I waved the hot dog in front of my mouth, and a molecule of hot dog came up, and I
like an electron
landed
microscope
on my tongue.
To sort of see.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I licked the hot dog, and then that was it. So I think I won.
What did you do?
I just licked it.
You can just lick it?
Licking doesn't. I'm so. Wait, hold on. Let me check the rules.
Look up the rules here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But licking doesn't count. You have to have a little bit of chewing in there.
Oh, curse word.
You 201,
209. 936. Well, she lost.
Yeah, but she just hung up on you. She's your wife.
Well, I don't know. 201, 209-9368.
What's the number?
So you say it.
201-209-9368. Yep. Please dial carefully. 201-209-9368.
Right.
Call so now. You'll
we
be the...
are having a hot dog eating competition, but we're trying to eat as few hot dogs as possible.
Without licking.
So, you know, and if you're in the car and you're like, I can't do it, I'm driving to the club, as I understand people usually go to the club around 7 o'clock in the evening.
What do you mean, the dance club?
Yeah, dance club.
Or the hot dog club?
No, dance club. But if you're on the way, you're waiting behind the velvet rope, call, give old Bucci a call and let's see, you know, you can kill some time and eat a little bit of a hot dog.
Yeah.
Nothing.
209-9368. Please dial carefully.
We're going to have to, you and I are going to have to
eat another competition. Like a finale, a grand finale.
Third time's the charm. I've beaten you soundly two times.
I've eaten so many dogs. And apparently there's no licking, so I don't know what my strategy would be.
Jim, you got to use the side of your mouth. That's the key.
The side.
Yeah, because you want to take a giant bite.
What if I tape my mouth shut a little? What if I use this?
No, because you have to eat.
No, but if I make just a little hole and then I try to stick the hot dog through the hole.
Yeah, sure, you can do that. Let me see here. 201.
I'm preparing for this.
All right.
All right. Wait a minute. And then I cut a little hole in the third.
Are you going to do it?
This is
so
really
he has put a big piece of masking tape over his lips, now he's using scissors to kind of drive it into a little hole.
I'm making a little hot dog hole here.
And the competition has begun.
Two, three, four, five.
Jim, you're going crazy.
It's just a little hole.
You're eating and eating. All right, you. I don't know how you ate all those hot dogs.
It didn't work at all.
Through the tape.
The tape.
How many did you eat there?
It was like 15 dogs,
all right.
I think.
I only ate one. I managed to eat one hot dog.
I respect that. I thought you did amazing.
Thank you. Finally,
you're really good at this.
Finally, a compliment. Yeah. Caller, you got Bucci. And Jim the
Hello?
Pot. Yeah. Hey, who's this?
Henry.
Hey, Henry. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Are you ready to get into a hot dog eating contest with your old pal Bucci?
Yeah.
Are you ready? You have a hot dog in front of you, right? You're not going to pretend, right?
Yeah.
And they're defrosted, right?
What?
They're defrosted, the hot dogs?
Oh, frozen hot dogs.
Yeah, they don't have any ice on them.
Okay, are you ready? One, two, let's go. And we're done. Wow, that was a good. We were neck and neck, I feel, in a while. I'm a little bit sweaty. I'm kind of crying a little bit, but that's not because of the hot dog. Henry, how many hot dogs did you eat?
3,000.
Wow.
You ate 3,000 hot dogs?
I don't think Henry was listening when we did the rules to this.
You ate 3,000 hot dogs, Henry.
That just seems like too many.
Yes.
I ate a quarter of a hot dog. And I can't do the math, apparently, but I think I won. Thank you, Jim.
You ate a quarter of a hot dog?
Yeah, I ate a quarter, and you ate 3,000.
You're supposed to be eating the least amount of hot dogs, not the most amount.
You said it was a hot dog eating contest.
It is a hot dog eating contest.
It's a negative hot dog eating contest.
But it's how few hot dogs you can eat, not how many.
How few hot dogs can you eat?
Henry?
I thought it was how many.
No, you blew it. I'm sorry, Henry. You're only supposed to eat a little bit.
You're really gulping them down there.
Yeah,
Henry.
You really gulped them down.
That's why we got to...
You're still eating them.
You're still eating hot dogs?
Henry?
No.
Okay. All right, buddy. Well, I would go... You have to get back to training. You have to, you know, try to eat...
I actually didn't even have any hot dogs.
What? What kind of show is this?
Henry, I got to let you go.
I can't believe that.
These people are liars.
I mean, this is clearly a contest where we're asking people to, you know, on the honor system to participate.
Yeah. What is the honor system?
I mean, 3,000 hot dogs would be.
Jim, stop eating hot dogs.
Oh, what? That's me?
Yes, you're eating again.
I'm eating right now.
How do you do it? You talk and eat hot dogs at the same time.
I have a tracheotomy hole that I'm just eating hot dogs.
Oh, I never noticed that about you.
I have a little hot dog.
All right, we have 1 minute left. About a minute left. Billy Jam's not here, so
Where's
I hope
Billy Jam?
I hope something's gonna happen. Let's see, my Studio 3. All right. Well, hold on.
We're pressing buttons.
So
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and in Rockland County, we're at 91.9 FM. And all over the world, you can hear us online at WFMU.org.
Tiny bites.
So I think I'm the champion. I can't do the math.
Congratulations.
But there seemed to be a lot of confusion about what this competition was about.
You're the champion, and others, thank you for trying and participating, but none can beat the Booch.
This reminds me of my wedding. My recent wife, we did this with our wedding cake.
Mrs. Bucci?
We only ate a little bit of the cake because we were waiting for the DJ to show up. Uh-huh. So while we waited, we were just eating a little bit
of the
cake. The DJ
was late or something?
Yeah. All right. That's the end. Happy 5th of July. Remember, who listens to Bucci?
You, Ducci.
You, Ducci. Where is he? He's not pre-recorded, is he?
We'll be right back.
Oh, man.
Check, 1, 2, 3. This is Alf of Hip Hop Slam coming to you with another edition of Put the Needle on.